Scorpion Daily, we are back with another intimate session, intimate podcast, where I get to record my thoughts, and I think it's good to take a break from social, take a break from consuming all the time. I mean, whether it's good content or bad content, what you really ought to do is take care of yourself, your peace, your sanity. And ways of doing that is going back to traditional, you know, what they did before cell phones, which you sat there and basically lived in your thoughts. Everything that you think of, everything that comes out, it just, you have to allow yourself to think. Your brain will naturally solve problems for you. However, if you have problems, as we all do, and you're constantly consuming information, you're not giving your brain the time it needs to work out those problems. Hence, this can actually make your problems worse. It can further your distress. You can become more depressed. You can become more suicidal. You can become more, you can become more sad, and it sounds like a very deep and, you know, hard time, and I don't wish that upon anybody. So I appreciate you for listening to this podcast, and I hope that once you're done, you're able to make the switch, or at least be conscious of your consuming habits. We live in such a consumerism society, and I can think of, like, in the most extreme levels of people who are just constantly consuming from sunup to sundown, and it's not healthy. It's not natural. It's not the way that humans were intended to live. It's not hardwired in our DNA, in our programming. It's just not natural. And so I really, really just urge you guys. Okay, you get the point. I want to talk a little bit about my mental state as of, you know, early 2023. We're 5 months in. We're 5 months in. And, I feel like there's a lot of work ahead. There's a lot of paving the way that has to be done, by myself, for myself. There's just so much to do, and at times it can feel a little overwhelming, but I need to take it step by step. My happiness is up there, but I don't think it's all there. And I think what would better classify my mental state is being content. Being content with the direction that things are headed. And I have this super weird thing in my brain. I don't know if it's imposter syndrome or what, but it kind of holds me back from going all in or doing the things that I need to do and kind of just pushing, like going fast. I really want to go fast, but then there's something about it that, like, tells me, like, to go slow. So I need to figure that out, because there's things that get my attention and then there's some things that don't. And even if I have a big feeling, strong feeling that something needs my attention, I still don't pay it as much mind, and so I keep putting it off and procrastinating, and I don't know why I do this, but I promise I'm getting things done. It's just priorities, you know? So things are still getting done, which is great, but it's like a shift of, well, what should I be working on? And so there's so much to do. And just when you think you're getting somewhere on a project, it's not even close. So, I guess my point is, I feel like a modern day Stoic, you know, somebody who practices Stoicism. And I think it's really, really odd that I'm just, you know, content with where things are, and I feel somewhat indifferent. It's this indifference feeling of like, yes, I have a lot of control, but, you know, what am I going to do about it? So, you know, thinking of things as a positive or a negative value, the indifference is definitely part of the Stoic philosophy. So I'm looking at an article right now, and it says here, Stoic philosophy is built around the dichotomy of control and the idea of pursuing a virtuous life. That is my pursuit. That is actually where I'm headed. So I want to live virtuously. And I've done a great job of separating what is and not within our control or my control. So what can I control? What can I control? And this application of value judgments is what I would place on the external things that I encounter. So the Stoics, they separated value judgments into three categories: the good, the bad, the indifferent. And the first two are self-explanatory. The last is somewhat difficult for us to understand. So let's go through it real quick. The good is something that benefits the self. Okay, for me, this is going to be my passion projects. This is going to be, you know, music or business or just something that's fun and like going to really put me at peace, something that I want to do. So these are, you know, the passions of mine or the things that are going to benefit the self. Let's say working out, you know, or reading a book or just spending time, free time, whether it's, you know, watching TV or playing video games. It's something that benefits your mental self. Bad, though, something which doesn't benefit the self. Too much consumption, you know, junk food. Some of the things for me would be like envy, you know, like jealousy, hate, you know, negative feelings. So these are things that don't benefit the self. But bad could be a lot of things, you know, from cigarettes to alcohol to it just depends, right? And the indifference, of course, it could be good or bad, but it's dependent upon other things. So each day we wake up and, you know, we're going to have external stimuli, and we got to classify, is it good, bad, or indifferent? And differentiating the three is a delicate balance, you know. As humans, we must face each and every day of our lives, and we have the value judgments, you know. Do we either live in virtue or vice? And, you know, for us, that's a really, really tough crossroads, you know. I'm just learning about more of this indifference that I'm feeling, you know. It's not innately good or it's bad. It just is. And not too sure how to feel about it. I mean, And it could be like, you know, wealth or pain or, you know, what are some things that I'm indifferent to? I think back to like either Roman times or in history, and if you really think about it, life was pretty bad. I mean, there was war and death and famine, and I mean, death was everywhere, and you know, places were getting destroyed, cities, and it was just constant battle, constant worrying, constant war. Definitely not as much, you know, we don't have a lot of that today, although it seems like it. But if you look at it, like, every country was at war back then. So it's kind of interesting to understand that I think that's another one of my indifferences, is I'm indifferent to winning. When I win, I don't know. There's this indifference to it. Feels like climbing a mountain or climbing a wall, you know? Or jumping over a fence. It's exciting. It's kind of hard to do, and then once you do it, you know, I feel indifferent about it. You know, either way, I feel good. And I don't want people to think that I don't care. I have a huge ability to care. You know, I have a lot of empathy and compassion, but whether it works out or not, I'm still good. So, I don't have a need to think this going in a particular direction, if that makes sense. I mean, it's obvious that it's better, you know, to be rich than to be poor, but kind of indifferent to the fact of wealth, for that matter. See, I think the Stoics were good. They were strong enough to make the good out of it, no matter where they were in life. Whether they were a peasant or an emperor or a king or a queen, I mean, Stoics just feel good wherever they are. I mean, they're content is what it is. And, you know, I do feel strong enough to make things good no matter where I am in life. And so, you know, this is these are the struggles. This is interesting. And it's been a really, really weird journey to get here. But I'm glad that I'm here now. Yeah, you know, I'm calm. And I accept a lot of things, you know, for what they are. I'd rather not live in the world of worry and despair, trying to control everything. I've been in that world before. Trying to control every outcome is just not really that fascinating. It's not that fun of a time either. I don't know a lot of people that are happy with trying to control everything, because it doesn't make you happy. So, there's just this indifference in my life. And, I've been doing a lot of research lately on philosophy, and what I found is a way that, you know, there's things that are congruent with my life and the way I've lived, and I don't know what to say. I'm really content with trying to figure this out. I'm really happy that I'm trying to understand myself. Self-awareness is super powerful. It's so powerful, guys. Self-awareness, if there's like one thing that you could pick, like if I had to create my character over again, or, you know, if I had a son and I could only give him one thing, just one thing out of everything, you know, it would be self-awareness. Self-awareness helps you know who you are. And I think that's the struggle these days. In modern day society, most people struggle with self-awareness. They don't know who they are fully. And in philosophy, you know, self-awareness is defined as the experience of one's own personality or individuality. And self-awareness is the full recognition, the realization of your own, you know, consciousness. And it's, if you can focus on yourself and you're able to control your actions, your thoughts, your emotions, you become such like a more zen, more happy, more powerful individual. So, you gotta understand your thoughts, your feelings, your values, your beliefs, your actions. Why do you do what you do? Why do you think the way that you think? And these were the questions that I had to ask myself in order to gain self-awareness. I had to ask myself lots and lots of questions. I went many nights, spent countless hours thinking it over, sleeping on it, I did a lot. I did a lot of reading and a lot of thinking, and it's gotten me to the point where I am now, where I'm still doing the same kind of journey, you know, figuring out who I am as a person. But it's much more easier nowadays. It's much more easier now because I have the experience, you know, to back it up. You know, when you're first trying to gain self-awareness for the first time, it's not that easy. It's actually rather difficult. And as you continue on in your journey and you just keep learning, you grow with it, and in due time you become better at it. And I think that the longer time goes on and the more you practice, the better you'll be at something. So it's just a constant driving force, or it's a constant journey. Just maybe it's an uphill battle, I don't know. It's different for everybody, but I can explain, for me, it's definitely a challenge at times. It's it's a challenge. It's an innate challenge of understanding what you want out of this life and then making plans to go and execute and going after it. So, you know, for me, I'm very happy with, you know, the places I've gone and mentally, I mean, you know, the places that I've gone mentally, I've gone to some really healthy places and some, you know, and I'm very, very careful not to go to those, what I would call, you know, foofy or dreamland or La La Land, you know. You know, a lot of people tend to become delusional because they're entering into a mental state that, you know, it allows them to disregard some of the faults or some of the accountability or the blame or even just like your belief system, you know. So you want a belief system that's, you know, working and congruent with the environment around you. Like, if you're gonna be, you know, fighting in a jungle as an animal, well, you want the best survival instincts possible. So, you know, you can't lie to yourself if you're a turtle, you know, and say, oh, I'm a lion and I can, you know, hunt down gazelle. No, you're a turtle, you know. So it's the self-awareness of knowing, like, I think turtles know they're turtles, you know, so that's how they survive. And same thing as lions know that they're lions, you know, and that's how they survive. So it's this huge self-awareness thing. But, you know, if you're a monkey, you know, don't jump off a cliff thinking you're an eagle. Like, I feel like people do this. That's why I bring it up. That's why I say it. Because I see examples of people doing it. And they try to become something they're not, or they try to act like something that they're not. And, you know, whether it's them playing a character or them trying to, posturing, I call it posturing. If they're trying to posture or pander to the audience, it's gonna play out how it plays out, you know what I mean? Like, I don't gotta say nothing else about it. It's whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, I happen to be correct. And as history shows it, it just happens, it plays out the way it plays out, you know? So, bottom line is, self-awareness is huge. I probably talk about it a lot. And it's one of the things that has gotten me to a place of, you know, contentness. I battle with these emotions and thought process sometimes of, like, you know, not needing anything else but still wanting more. And the more that I think about it, the more I start to let go of things that don't serve me. And you know, there's emotions and feelings that definitely don't serve me as a, you know, they don't benefit my character. They don't benefit my life, so, you know, I have to let them go. And so, yeah, there's a lot of emotions and feelings like that. We get them from somewhere. Upbringing, parents, TV, media, I mean, literally anywhere. You can catch it, just like a common cold, you know? Maybe you touched the door handle, you know, like, anything. So there's that. But working on yourself, like, do you know yourself? And if you know yourself more than other people know themselves, it's real easy to navigate life. It's like playing the video game on easy mode, you know? It's real easy to navigate life because you can't really lose to somebody who doesn't know themselves. Like, I mean, they're going to try to, like, beat you with, you know, mind games or try to get you to play at their level. But if you just don't stoop down to their level, like, you really can't lose at that point. So, you know, the goal is just to stay ahead of the curve or the competition, but also compete with yourself. It's like doing both at the same time. You know, don't worry about what they have going on. And you always need new competition. You always need new challenges. Like, you can't just say, well, at least I'm not like, you know, so-and-so, and then consider that that's the winning point. You got to continue to elevate at all times. And that's if you want more out of this life, you know, if you really want to go for it. I think it's odd, you know, between the battles of, like, complacency and, you know, but still wanting more. Like, that's the struggle, you know, that's the dilemma that everyone has. It's like, you know, everybody wants more, but they're kind of just settling with, well, they're like, well, you know, it's not that bad, you know, and they find excuses, or they'll listen to other people who tell them, like, hey, you know, it's okay to not go for it, you know, kind of trying to confirm that belief. But, no, if you really want something, you have to continue to elevate, and you gotta find new ways, to push forward, you know, like, genuinely, I want to provide some value. Genuinely, I want to do something for others. And I believe that I do in a certain fashion. So if I can continue to do that, if I can continue to push forward and just learn more and just do more, I think at a certain point, I'll get to a point where, like, I can provide a lot of value, you know, massive value for free. Hopefully, I can scale that. But just for now, I'm totally content with just individually helping certain individuals who want to gain more, you know? If I'm giving it out for free, you might as well have at it, you know what I mean? I like free samples. I like free stuff. So, yeah, that's really what I hope to bring, to the marketplace. Not just the marketplace, but just the world in general. You know, I think a lot of us need more, kindness and empathy. We need more giving. We need more generosity. And, gosh, you know, I would love to be super generous with my money, but, you know, at a certain point, you only have so much, you know, you can only give out so much. So, I would love, absolutely love to just continue to give. And I do, I give along the way, and, I give back to the community, and I give where I can, you know. I'm happy with that. I'm content with that. You know, I do right by others. And so, yeah, it's just been a roller coaster, definitely an up and down, battle. And so, really, really happy, you know, I truly am. And I take lessons, you know, I learn. You know, I think of my grandfather. He's from what I've seen, he's a very happy individual. And I think that's something to live up to. that's somewhere to be. And he's probably a stoic in a fashion, in a way. Because, yeah, he understands. He understands what it's like to make the best out of situations. He understands how to be happy. So, yeah, I applaud him. And life is exactly how you see it. You know, perspective. There's a ton of negativity out there. Oh, for sure. It's loud. The negativity is loud. You turn on any news station, the negativity is loud. But on the equal side, if you go looking for the positivity, it's also loud at scale. You know, you can swap the news stations and the live TV for YouTube. You can swap it over for Twitch. I mean, you can swap it over for so many different avenues, places. You know, there's a positive side of TikTok. You can just switch it over, you know? Swap it. And one thing that I'm really fascinated with is, like, more factual basis, more, like, factual news. Let's see. Well, I used to watch Bloomberg. Like, 2 years back, I used to watch Bloomberg in the morning and get my financial news. And, they did a great job of keeping politics out, from what I noticed, you know. They kept a great job of keeping politics and opinions outside of the realm. You know, they presented just the facts, you know. Well, this company is down 2 points, or this company's up 10%. And this company just fired 2,000 employees. And, you know, this company's merging with this one. Like, it was just facts. It wasn't, you know, opinions, politics. And this is the thing, you know, everybody has opinions. Every single person has an opinion. Although I really do appreciate the people who don't share as much. They're always afraid to share their opinions. You know, they've probably been silenced, or they were taught that having an opinion is wrong, and that's why they don't give out a lot of opinions. But I really do appreciate those kind of people, because they have opinions of, you know, whatever it is, and they've had a lot of time to think. And those tend to be, you know, nicer people, from what I've noticed so far. Maybe it's because they're not constantly talking about, you know, opinions. But I don't know. That's just an observation. But I've really enjoyed this diary, or log, or whatever you want to call this. It's been really, really fun. I haven't really listened to any of my podcasts back just yet, but, you know, just like I don't look through my old photos. And so, you know, in due time, years later, I will listen back to some of these at random, and hopefully I pick some good ones. But my podcasting ability has gone up, I would say, from my original podcasts. I think that I've been able to stay on topic a little bit and provide even more valuable insights. So yeah, I really do believe that my skills have gone up just by practicing all the time, trying different ways, articulation, my word choices. It's been great. So, I will continue, and I will do the best that I can. Thanks.